Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Corrupt Leaders and is found in Micah chapter 3 and Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. Micah is one of the pre-exilic prophets who sounded the alarm for the spiritual and moral decadence which was and had overtaken the nation. Micah prophesied around the same time as Isaiah. Both prophets decried the injustice, greed, and idolatry prevalent among those in leadership, ministry, and places of privilege and position. The prophet's message, while for anyone guilty of the things the prophet was prophesying against, was directed at a select group of people. These people represented those who had the greatest influence over the culture. They set the underlying current of how people related to one another. If they mistreated others, then those who they influenced would do the same. If they disrespected the judicial process, then others would do the same. If they were dishonest in their dealings, then others would be dishonest in their dealings. Even the prophets would say what the people wanted to hear. Because of their heritage, the people place unfounded confidence in their covenant relationship with God. They counted on their covenant with God to protect them despite their iniquity and corruption. They didn't believe God would ignore what they were doing, but they hoped to delay or put it off as long as possible. In fact, their hope was that God would forget or not do anything as a result of their doings. But Micah would not give them that luxury. He called them out for their misdeeds and warned them of God's judgment against them. Micah is known for one of the most important statements regarding man's duty and requirement before God. He said that God desires mercy, justice, and obedience above sacrifices and outward signs of piety and worship. Two of these things are at the heart of the second commandment, to love our neighbors as ourselves. It calls for us to do right by others and have compassion upon them. This is what was lacking in the society he prophesied against, and especially among those in the privileged portion of his society. Much of what was going on in his time is also present in our society today. Our society is increasingly becoming one of the haves and the have-nots. We have the means to see that people do not lack the necessities of life, yet governmental policies treat people as beggars, deny them the means and opportunities to get ahead, and skew laws in favor of those in power and hinder those who are not. And just like those Micah preached to, today people ignore warnings of God's judgment for their behavior and secretly harbor a belief and desire that there will be no consequence for their actions. Prosperity has a way of clouding and numbing any sensitivity to the voice of God. When God judges a nation for their sin, those just will suffer along with the unjust. Therefore, we should do what we can to do what Micah did and warn people of God's justice and tell them of his mercy and forgiveness. Well, I hope you will attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.